the sugya of Da Machas Maka and after Zion and Aleph, the first sugya. Let's read a few words from the Ramban. When it's possible, it's possible. When it's impossible, it's impossible. Of course, the question, what do you mean it's impossible? Just check, it'll be red. What do you mean it's impossible? What's impossible about it? You won't get it clean. Apparently, the result will be she'll be also forever. That's why it's a yefsha. So there's an interesting tshuv about this. Let's see if they have it. Avnei Miluim. Now the Avnei Miluim is mostly on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, but in the back there are a number of tshuvas, and one of them he discusses this issue. Isha she'eni choli toro lebala. Yotzi mehad atomit, kein maradam, b'shas atolos meiraglayim. So it's a problem. What are you going to do? We started talking about this a little bit yesterday. Chuvus ma'aril, etc., etc. But in this whole long discussion, quotes the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, that's on Samarot. Perakama Nidah, it's not Perakama, it's Perak Beis. Makos Maka, quotes the Gesugi. The question becomes, why is it that it's impossible? What's impossible about it? Okay. Hocha kevin lo efshe lemivdek tohara. They've done an efshe misha I efshe. Vest rabbona lo achmiru alecha de efshe. Akhan lashonu. V'ho efshe vi efshe. Latira bein vesis le vesis. Kimo shanoshim di alma. He doesn't understand. Why? Well, Asri B'Shaz Vesta, because in the Rashi also, I don't know if you had a Ramban. Okay? So it should be put in between. V'nirei kamanasa. T'kei mandaf filo nida. T'rich hafzik tara, v'lov sika b'tara, rei v'ches kes t'meya, dav samaches. And Zava requires Shemunakim. Shebonu l'tamosa B'Shaz Vesta, ata osra al-bala li'olam. D'lefamim lo yil hafzik tara li'olam. Because man shall tichy amakav yezav dam zav vimena. Lo mi boy achshav shetzvich and zaynikim lechum adav zayrish lo yilu zaynikim. To be mech tanoim. Came in the need of tzvich efsik tar v'zush yesh l'makav l'mocha yedam ha-bapsara lo tifsik v'tar v'tiyasur li'olam. Ken achilu chazal al vestas shen d'rabonam came in the yevshar. Im ki lefamim yilu hefsik tar came in shesh l'makav l'mocha yevshar laman al zeh. Amos Tuchel Hafsik Batara Mosel Tuchel. Ekilu Vachoshel E. Efshar. Yeah. That's what the Hilfi said. That's Pshah. You'll never get out. Once you creep into Nidus, you'll never get out. You'll never get a clean Badikash. She said it's bleeding all the time. So you'll be Asura forever till Mashiach comes. Well, till she, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, till Mashiach comes. Even if she goes, it could be postmenopausal, the Maka's still going to be there. She'll be Asura Leolam. So that's a big problem. So what's happening with Lul? So what's happening with Lul? The Tosus feel it. The main of my guess is Tzias Daman HaMaka. Tmei B'Shaz Vesta. Modu. The Yain Ostrin Oso Leolam. The Kosra Polskin. The Main Ono Leolam Uteres. The Svilu. The Kaiba the Medina. Told him about Kosra. The Shem B'Shaz Vesta. So Chracht all the time. Also Meshuddi Lokin. Chili Olam Oti Anita. For a Kod Ma Mako. Yolam Vesta. And Cain. Ain Ono Metamin. Ela Oso Adam. Shem B'Shaz Vesta. The tech of Acher Avesis told a kol b'dama mako v'chashvin lehefsek taro even if it's red u'matir and also the balach hazayin yamim. In other words, zayin yamim presumably before chumad rab zera, a total of 7 days. Right? Acher lo posko adamim shavayanu tolu so b'dama mako. We see the Rav Bal Chavas Das to understand this Dikhtos and Nesivis all over again. Right? Avner Meluah and the Chavas Das is Dikhtos and Nesivis. They were contemporaries and they argued about so many things with great respect to one another, of course. So what does it say? Excuse me. Sorry. Shekosav deviyesh lemakad the tmeir b'shas vesta three chefsik tara b'dika achas tov zaynikim ayin sham. Presume he's going with the mahalach of the Ramban. Excuse me. V'lo mashma came idlashin haposkin. V'chachlu midivir rashba. Shekosav imkain ata osu al bala liolam. The mashma she'ein lahafsik tara v'lachachutz shrech lahakal legamim ala vesta shlota tamer b'shas vesta shlota tosa dechal yolam. And Tosas will hold tmeir b'shas vesta must hold. Now I told you that the back. How do you do this? Came into the shah. The Beshiva and the Kiyim, Lo Mikri Cheskes Issa, and you want to show Shmaitza, another one of his farm, Tos Rit Gidden. Okay. Or Beshiva Torah Melo, Schazak Isura, you got a Litbo, Tos Peches, the Buddha the Ram. Lo Mikri Schazak Isura, the Masha Rosa, Pamacha, Shetira Kapliolam, Shemachi, Beyesh, Lamacha, Ain't so left, Sukkas Tower of the Kazan Akim. The Medina of Yerushalayim Vesta, I will let it all come in because the Torah will close back. Now the Kevin, the Oil of Vesta is called him, Mamzika Nosu Viro, Beyond Vesta, the Chud, Sulo, but to Tala Bala, Chazayin Akim. He says that the Chavaz Das, let's open it, let's see the Chavaz Das. Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sifkot and Gimel. Take a look at both sides. Quotes his distinguished colleague. The Chavaz Das is an impossibility. No one holds his Osul Yom. Either you hold like Tosfis, in which case you have to assume she's a surah now. We'll be makil to say that even though it's red, we'll assume that it's coming from the makam after 7 days, or maybe today after 12, you know, you should have the key, however you figure it out. Or the alternative is like the Ramban said in the Rashba and the Ram, that you don't ask her in the first place. Because if he wants you ask her, she'll never get out. But to ask her, she can never get out. Lo ala das against the Chavaz Das. Chavaz Das is quite long. Simen Kuv pays out. No, excuse me, I'm wrong. Simen Kuv Tzadi Vav. I'm sorry. Kuv Tzadi Vav. Sifkot and Gimel. Does that make sense? This Chavaz Das is a chumra in the floor, which we spoke about many. Long time ago, he holds. I'll just show you if you have my print. It's a new paragraph. He's in there. The Mikoshkan in the Bira Ross Adam below Argosha Bezayin Akim to Soseris, the famous Chavaz Das. But even though there's no Argosha, we Soser anyway. You don't pass like this Chavaz Das, even though it makes sense from a Lomdusha perspective. But the Maisa, we don't pass that way. But then he has the next paragraph, two paragraphs later. It's a little bolded by me.
B'dika dafka b'ina u'mabakach shetol b'makosa homikomagom lo nimtika. It's red. Finished. Kolo nimtika tamev lo mahani la sfira kemavu akan u'minayin lono lahatirizu. How do you like that? That's what the Sos says. It's impossible. It's against the Lord Rishonim. Rishonim saying one way or the other. Either we don't ask her in the first place, Or we matter her. You can't leave her to be also forever and ever. But the Chavaz Das seems to say she's also forever and ever. And this kind of, once she's a surah, someone has said, hey, it depends when she establishes Makkah.
If the makom came at a time when she was tahora, then it can be a makom. Hapesha also hapesha hita. The makom which asks is the makom which is matirit. But some want to say if she develops the makom which is a real nida, then we're stuck. She was a real nida, and now she developed the makom and she can't get out. That's a pshar which some posts can have. A little maisa, I believe the minig is to be makil in this shaila. Yeah. She won't become an Edom.
Never. She's in Paris, even when she has full flow.
Well, that's the question. That's also crazy, right? So we have to see what he means. She won't have to wear a bedika. Hold on. Chassam Sofer talks about it as well. Quotes Avdim Eluim, right? That's what he quotes. Quotes the Chavas Das, yes, no, maybe. Watch this. Isha Mayona Sosom, Shenor Lo Maka Biosimok, Vigir Yom Vesta, Va'onu Choshim Lashidas Toysis, Simetan Mosa. Oz Achashabu Olea Kokach Yomim, Ashain Derek Damlim Shogatza Tifsuk Batara be Ofen Anam. In other words, she had a 5-day period for the last 10 years. Now she has a makkah. Wait 5 days after the period, the flow began, and make this kind of hefsik tie. You know, it's red, it's going to count anyway. That's what he said, Vititor. Ach Isha Tmea Nida Shetarim Shaposka Batara by Yodas Adan Pasua. Vinola La Makkah. Any Odea law had to live sick retire, but often should visit so to divvy a going chavez das. That's the pshar I just told you before. Depends when she had the fortune or misfortune that she sprang this leak. She had this makkah. Would Avdim Lo agree with this? I do not know. Right.
So you
should
say do that.
Should do. You should. I don't know. I think what he should or shouldn't say, but I'm just showing what he says over here. The mice. Oh. So these are very serious questions. Very, very serious questions. The fight is, what did the Rashba really hold? That was yesterday's fight. What did he really hold? So let's look at the Rashba. Is that a good idea? We haven't seen the Rashba yet. At all. We just see citations of the Rashba. Where exactly is the Rashba? Does anyone know the right page number? I think it's Zion Dalet. I think it's page Chav Gimel. In the old, the classic print. Where are we? Page numbers here? Yes, I am. Anybody? Where are we? Whoa. I see Maka here. Okay, somewhere here, that's on the base. Okay, we got the right page. Vester Abonim, the Kevin Shekain Zu Shiro Adama Filib Shas Tashmish Afilub Shigiev, it's Vester Tahoro, Isha Becheskas Taro Medis, Tavzim and Amakabo. I, number one, we would normally worry about Onus of Vester's Kula, Ahidra Abonini. Should the Efshah make him a milsa? Will Hochad Lekha make him a milsa? That's what we just spoke about. Here's the key line. Let's see the Rashba's own words, not secondhand. Afilu ena mageshes mamish shadam shows his v'yorimena maka. We're still making. What's he saying over here? So the Shach is very limiting on this Rashba. The Shach said, Rashba didn't argue with everybody else. He means she doesn't know that this blood that's coming out now is coming from the maka. That's all she doesn't know. But everything else, the Shach says she does know. But the Chasam Sofer said, he saw yesterday, it's impossible to read the Rashba that way. The rest of the world reads the Rashba, that she doesn't know if there's a Makas Motsi Dam at all. Because look at his proof. Chada, Eine Nea Ben Makosa, V'yevshala Leida, El Rebdika Shroferes, Le Shem Rebbek Tinov, Skrull of Mashavash. Hosna Masha, divided the Barod, Da Makas Makam, Eina Tzricha Shroferes, the Tanya Hosna, Barod, Da Makas Tashmish, Mishamesh, Parmishon, Ashlish, Mekan, Ve'elech, Lot, Mishamish, Asha Tivdok, Es Atzma, Kesa, Bodek, Satsma, Shroferes. The Miesh Leves is told of Bevesta, the Miesh Lemaka told of Maka, Da Mishuna, etc. The men is Lomar, Maka, Alma, Afalo Bedika told of Makosa. The Afshi Yesh Lemaka, Yef Shalala Das, Im Hu Min Hamaka, impossible, Ela Bedika, Alma Min Hastami told of Makosa. And the rest of the world reads it. Not only does she doesn't know this particular blood comes from the Maka, she's not even sure that the Maka will produce any blood. That's how the world reads the Rashba. Hori chotoni nemen eslam ha-maka yeshlo shemimena adam shoses yorod lav nemen esloma shemimena shoses v'yorod kama. No! The kalapish omer im yeshlo maka tol b'makosa ko omer she'ein anu tzrichim l'das v'bir yeshesh l'maka elahi atzim v'geshet v'maka v'nemen eslam ha-maka yesh shom dam tol b'makosa she'ani omer not she mimen ha-sham shoses l'shto sefto. Period. So I think that the Pashim Shat is not like the Shach. That's what the Chasam Sofer said. It's an impossibility to learn it that way. But let's take a look, gentlemen, in the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. Is the Aruch. So from the Kotzer, the Kotzer, as you know, you get with Bayez Zayin Shar Dalet. Oh boy, how are we going to find this? There we go. Watch this. Yesh Lamaka Mutter. What does it say over here? The call sheyesh lo litlo sviyasa b'makosa tola afilu lo bodka atzma imi margeshes b'atzma sheyesh lo mako nemenes lo mako yeshi b'mako she'efshar 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 hey she'efshar she'mimenu hadam shosos v'yorin she'atore minos altara hey. We just said? Efsha. That sounds pretty convincing. Pretty convincing. So, what can I tell you? Okay. So the two yourselves, gentlemen, which we have to see, which will give us the key, or one of the keys, to what the other posts can say. Gentlemen, there are two Girsos actually in the Mordechai proper. Before we even get to the Beis Yisrael, he quotes it. Gentlemen, open to the Mordechai. That we're all focused on. Simon Tov Shin Lamed Hey. Nemenes, if you have my page, it's page Bays, column 2, the first new paragraph. Quotes the Brysa. Dafter sheyodas sheyotza adam en amaka tolabo. Ava misofik en a tola. Ava b'shas vesta. Afilu yodas bevadai. And here the two girsas. She hadam yotza men amaka en a tolabo. Or on the bottom it says in the base, Shedam. Whoa, big difference. Shedam, I understand it. Shehadam. You know this blood is coming from the wound. Why shouldn't you be Megal? Hadam. 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 But, of course, we understand very well if the Girsa is, let's take a look in the Beis Yosef. See his Girsa and see what the first one. I don't know if you have the same footnotes that I have on your Beis Yosef. I don't know how many of you do or don't. Now, this is the Machon Yerushalayim version of Beis Yosef. You're in Kuf Pei Zayin. Here we go. The Beis Yosef over here in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Hei quotes as follows. This one is Hagos Maimini and Sefer Truma Siman Tzadi Beis. Let's read together. Isha Shiyesh Lamakav Yosef Mokav Ein Yodas and Motzi Adam in Bodekas Atzav Yosef Mokav Motzi Adam or Margeshes Shadam Nova Me'arechem Tumeo Ve'enotol B'mako the Tanya that men is Isha Loma Maka Ishi Bosomokom Shemimena Yotze Hadam Mashma Davkak Shiodas Shiyotze Dam Min Hamako Tolobo Avam Sofgla Enotolo Avam Shaz Vesta Fiodas Bavarai Shahamako Hi Motzi Adam Enotolo Dim Loki Lolam Motzi Etumeo Sabam Tolibo, Akan Lashon, because of Mordechai. The different Girsos. Take a look if you have my footnote on the bottom. Lama Dal, Lama Hey. Our Girsa is Shimena Yotze Dam, without a Hey. That's how we have the Agos Maimini and the Mordechai and the Truma. Could be Dam Bialmo. Shioda Shalif Omi Motzia Makosa Dam. Our Girsa says Hadam. Mashma lechor shenosuf al dam ze shedonin olav lahayne wadam shiroasa akshav. Akshav. The Rashba's giris is also hadam. The Rashba somewhere, the Aruch, I guess. But he understands that we assume, not that she knows, that's what we spoke about earlier. True cause of Dam ze, kitzur piske rush. Is the gears is dam and not hadam. Shach of dalit, even the kol dagos maimini, ein tzarech leida kol kach. Elasagi shiodas shalif omim, makosa motzia dam. The kosa shebezeh, afarash b'moda. Lo kamal she ein tzar leida al dam ze, shiotzim makosa. Ein machlekes ben dagos maimini l'rashba. That's very difficult. Efshe shegirsa beis Yosef hadam hichrichos aloma shadas agos maimin shetzricho leida al dam ze mamsh ve'rash vade the polig al ze chachuk magloma shesh kem achlek it means the beis Yosef taina the nechlekul iboy leida al dam ze mamsh ula machronim avur shekshemakos emotzi adam lefomim sagi aflagos maimini you don't need right but then they follow what the Rashba said. Lamed hey, right? Dam is a girsin fus kushta. Hagos maimni says hadam, and the Mordechai says hadam. The Sefer Truma says dam, and the Gra, the dag from the Mordechai, the vina sheteda shagam dam sheroa achshav bo min hamako. The Tomal said, "Toda filu b'shatz vesta tolin kimavur b'gemar anaf tezayin." Because he gave Gamma Mordechai dam as the Sefer Truma. The man holds him Mordechai did that. Even if the Gira says hadam, maybe it's going back like I said before. Hadam a muska bebraisa, shemimena yotze dam. The koyal dam bialma. Even though it says hadam, it's dam bialma. Doesn't mean that this particular drop of blood, lo dam rokeis. He says it goes back and forth. So these Gira says the Gira was dam or hadam is very relevant in determining what is going on in this sugya. Okay, and I don't know what the right girsa is. Different girsas. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Chazon Ish was very bothered by the kasha. How can we make it? But does dam need to mix in with the dam maka? I'm reading his lashon in the Siman Pei Aleph, end of the Maskal Avo. Can I quote? Elavadai kol sheha orek patsua umuka. This blood vessel is wounded. Ein derech ria bekach utahora. Not like the chassid himself we saw yesterday, who said it's an otzer. There's a mark of someone physically, the blood doesn't come out. Blood's coming out, all right. But the way the blood comes out does not render her in either. You know why? Ein derech riyasa bekach. That's quite a chiddush. Quite a chiddush. Where's the halacha in derech riyasa bekach? Where's that come from? Where in Shas does that come from? Anyone know? Where in Shas does it say has to be derech riyasa bekach? Where? Okay, so we haven't. So next Maamar comes. Coming out, coming next week. Next Maamar comes. This one's pretty small, this one, right? Anyone finish it yet? Not that small. Okay. But the coming attractions, if you look on that Chav Beis Amin Aleph, the top line, Chav Beis Amin Aleph, the top line, the Gemara says, Mar Sova Darka Shalisha Liros Dam Bechaticha, and then when she's Asura, Umar Sova Ein Darka Shalisha Liros Dam Bechaticha, and then when she's Muteris. If you need, Derech Bekach. Derech Bekach. If you look at the last Rashi, on Chav Aleph Mebeis, Kulamalo Pligi de Torah, the Ein Derech de Roa Bekach. So the Chazon Ish says, according to those Mekilim, when it comes to a Makkah, the Pshat is, they hold, sure, physically, the blood of the lining that sheds every month is coming out. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Ein Derech Riyosu Bekach. It's coming through a Makkah. It's coming out through some different way than it normally comes out every month, and therefore would not render her to be a Nida. That's how he starts off. Paragraph later, Omna, he writes as follows. V'yod nirin, the af dam anidus, ha'over derech ha'maka b'shas veses, mikri derech ria. Against what he said in the previous paragraph. V'davko ha'dam shalule ha'maka lo'hoya ba, mikri shalo b'derech ria. Oh, a whole different story. There can be wounds in the... I may have to bring in a doctor next week to give you medical background, because you know I'm not a doctor, I don't have an MD. I spoke to a doctor at Lent just yesterday. He said he volunteered to come to give you the medical facts. There are two kinds of makas possible. One is a maka in what we'll call the muscle. The uterus is a muscle of the uterus itself, and one is a wound in what we call the lining. The lining is what waxes and wanes, what grows and sheds every month. So what the Chazon Ish seems to be saying over here is maybe the only time we consider blood to be a dam maka is if it's a dam in the muscle itself. As he writes in another place, there's a series of letters, five letters, Chazon Ish to a doctor, Chazon Ish to a doctor, Chazon Ish. Very complicated case. Four of the letters were printed in some of the biographies and other places, and there's a fifth letter which is printed somewhere else. I have the letters with me. So maybe the pshat is, if the blood is coming from the muscle, we'll call it from the actual wall of the uterus, then it would never, that would not for the wound, that blood would never have come out. Chazon Ish, it's like a bloody nose, a bloody finger, nothing to do with anything. But he argues, blood from the uterine lining, which would have shed on Rosh Chodesh, because every week, every month she has appeared on Rosh Chodesh. Now, due to some circumstance, it sheds 10 days early. Maybe we can't be making on that. That's a whole. That's a $64,000 question. So he writes as follows: if it happens once, we can be making coming from the makom, but EF shall entirely olam chiddush. He's going to then turn around and say, that's a problem. Interestingly, he says in that same piece, based upon a Taz and Simon Kuf Peches Sifkot and Hay, there could be a case, you know what? Where she's Tahor Leolam. Yep. She's the Tahor Leolam. What's the case? Take a look for a minute in the, this is again, the next Mar Makomashi, but let's look at the coming attractions. In the Rosh Paragimel Simon Base. Just again, coming attractions. We'll be on the next sheet, but you can't wait that long.
Perek Gimel Siman Beis. Yes, sir.
The first comment of the Chazanish that it's not there for Yosef Akav, is that similar to what the Sam Sofer said yesterday, that it's a different type of dam if she had a dam mato? Is that
again, the Chazan Sofer did not use that vocabulary. First he said it's an otzer, which sounds like he's saying there's no blood at all, which I found that medically shocking. Then he turned it around a little bit and said, well, it's coming out b'toras namaka, not b'toras damnida. Now, what does that mean? Is that a halachic statement? Is that a physical statement? Not clear.
If it's a halachic statement, it would be the same thing as the
Pesach. Maybe. It's true. It helps over here in page Yud Gimel in my print. It's Siman Beis and Perek Gimel, halfway through the Siman. Pierce Yarav and a Shimshon Mikutzi. Okay. He says, according to one opinion, Ein Darka Shal Ishul Dira Stam B'chaticha. The Kevin Shloros HaGederach Shanashim Regilos Torah Af Al Gav Dahavi Damnida V'dam Nogeh B'Bsorah. It doesn't make a difference. She's Tahora anyway. So the Chazon Ish, you see, you have a case. Well, she'll be Torah forever. Ta'ina Chinami. She'll be Torah forever. Because all of the blood's coming out in a funny way. This is going to be, have you ever heard of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's patent in Hilchos Nida? Anyone ever heard of it? Shlomo Zalman was dealing with women who couldn't become pregnant. This is a kuntres he wrote in the 60s, I believe, 50 years ago. And it's printed in something called Noam, and he reprinted it in Hilchos Shlomo, the second volume. It's been reprinted posthumously. He wanted to use this trick, what's called Ro Adam B'Shloferes, Chafal from the base. Get to the Mr. Shem next Ramah Komis to be matter a woman. In effect, in theory, I'd be matter. She'll never be an either because she'll see the blood a funny way through a pipe. Will never touch the skin. But kids and immigrants, sounds like a very, very big chiddush. He wouldn't rely on his chiddush completely. He's still required to go to the mikveh after a week total, so it shouldn't be a shadow of a daraisa. But kids and immigrants, this is what he says. How do you like that? That's what he says. Wow. So if you look at the Tosis, gentlemen, Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph, that's how we started the shiur today. Tosis Tezayin Amad Aleph. What did Tosis say? Tosis said, give a look. Wow. So what's he talking about? He says Tosis is referring to Dama Yotza Midam HaMokar V'lo B'dam Nidus. What do we know that means? Means Shaloka Darka. That's how the Chazanish understands this Tosis. So he wants to suggest Shaloka Darka will be a kula for no matter what. So the Chacham Tzvi asked the Kasha against that Rashba. Seriously, from the Rashba. Why is a mutter from the Rashba, she doesn't know her makas motzi dam? So the answer he gives is there's no Hargosha. And when there's no Hargosha, it's only the Rabbanim. Why is also the Rabbanim no Hargosha? Take a look on Af Nun Ches Amun Aleph, the top Rashi. Nun Ches Amun Aleph, top Rashi. But Rabbanon, Dilma Argasha Malava Daita. It's Rashi Sheet. Dilma Argasha Malava Daita. It's a Suffolk. Sumela, gentlemen, the Rashi is beside the case with Mesupik. Whether she's the blood comes to the Makla or not. We can be Makil. It's like this.
There was no Agosh in this case. No Agosh. So why do you want to be Matami her? Well, because there's no, the Rabbanan even knows no Agosh. That's only a suffix. Maybe Agosh of Alamadaita. And then there's a suffix Maka. If there's a Maka there, she's both even if Agosh. So therefore it's a Svek Svek. Fascinating shot. And why did Tosis reject Shitas Rashi? Because Tosis rejects Rashi and Nunches as well. Tosis right over here on Daf Nunches of an Aleph seems to say that Moda Shmuel Shitmeimed Rabbanan Pircha Kuntris to Talinan Dilma Agashav Alavadaita. Hey, Nira! There's no svek svek. Okay. Now, gentlemen, let's take a little bit of a detour to discuss the sugya of Tezayin and Aleph. We'll come back to some of the more intense textual discussion of the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mefarshim tomorrow. But tomorrow she is at 11:15, right? Like every other Thursday. Okay, here. So take a look over here in the Anav Tezayin and Anav in the Gemara. The Gemara says no. Lo'ol l'chul al mevestet rabbonim. V'ocha b'mokar b'komo tomei k'miflegi. V'ashpak t'va isha Torah v'dam tomei. T'kosi terech mokar. V'omolei Rebbe chayshes l'veses isha nami t'meyam. V'lo chayshes l'veses mokar b'komo toru. So my chlok was the mokar b'komo tomei or mokar b'komo tor. What are they fighting about? Take a look on Tosis. B'moka. Vashpag l'tamei B'reish tinokis Afgav the tumas Beis astorim hi Perk etnam anida Omar nami didam boy revius V'ocha koma Tomei afapi leka revius Kamina b'reish prego te dofen Moko shizia beis tibim agolos Tumei Hashema Yo Shema hocha Halocha l'moshe misinayu Teda, Shamokar Tomei V'Isha Tahora. Tosis let's try the sugya. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai. I'm going to give three reasons for it. Three reasons. Okay. The Rosh goes further. The Rosh is, look at the Tosis the Rosh. Chav Beis Oman Aleph D'Mematzkel V'Dam. Whoa, where is it? Nidpus was. Oh, it's printed in Chaf Alfen Beis. If you have my print, I'm not sure what's printed in yours. My print is the bottom of Chaf Alfen Beis. Vidam Tomei the Kaosi Derech Mokar. Pirish Chaticha Vidam Shevesocha Tomei Shushinoga B'Mokar. Alpha Gam She'ein Olel Lotoras Ochel Lotoras Mashke. Whoa! Why is it mutter over here? Because there's no ochel, there's no mashke. Why? Beyond that, says the Tosfos Rosh. Look carefully. Look what he says. Udvar temahu. Three lines up. Afilu yavas lo toras ochel lo toras mashke. Hey chosu ne metamen es ha'isha le tumas erev. Kedisle pregiot zedofen, hello enu elo rishon bialma, machmas negias hamakor, and abatuma is one step. So what's called in secondary rishon the tuma touch something else. Vitzarach lomar, the hilchos makor halacha l'mosh misinayim. The bunch of other kash which he came to the same conclusion of Tosis, halacha l'mosh misinayim. That's what he says. Does everyone agree to that? No. Wait. Yeah. Mr. Rabban? The Rabban and the Suga are not my malef. Watch this. Lav the mocha benegia di day metamel adam. The base has starmu. For dam gufa in el ocha ula mashke, as we saw before. Elixeira sakosuv. Good question. Maybe this time done a mashke. Maybe mashke means something we should actually drink. Obviously, don't drink dam. Elixeira sakosuv. Shetumah nivreis sham mitchila. V'chol shenivra bo tamehu. Umetame nami bitziyosa tumas erem mashu kadam anida. Timimkoma hu nasa dam nida. Whoa. Not, it's no gay in the makar. Because there is a kosuv. Which is created in the makar is tamei. As dam nida dam atuma. So big machlokes. Tosis learns that it's touching. That even though it's halach moshe misin, otherwise it would have failed with the various criteria. And the Rabban is a nudin, not do a touching. Not do a touching at all. Nothing. How do we paskin, gentlemen? How do we paskin? We paskin Makoro Tome, or we paskin Makoro Toro? How do we paskin, gentlemen? How do we paskin? The Sidrei Tara, Simen Kuf Peches, Siv Cotton Dalit. Discuss it, take a look. Kuf Peches, Sidrei Tara, Siv Cotton Dalit. See what he says. What did the Chassam Sofer call him yesterday? Gedol HaAchronim? You know what he called him yesterday? That's a pretty big title. Wow. So this is forever and ever and ever. This is the one that lasts literally forever. Somewhere in the middle of this lengthy piece in the Sidrei Tara, I'll try to find you what paragraph to look for. Let's see. Wow. Vasher Echsel Yashev. If you have the whole Sif Cotton Dal in Sidrei Tara, it's about, let's see. Whoa! How many pages is this? Whoa! Do you believe it? This goes in my print. It goes from Tuf Gimel to Tuf Yud. It's 11 pages. A lot of pages. This is on page Tuf Vav. So it's only 3 pages in. It starts Vasher. Mine starts. You have paragraphs? Vasher Echzel Yashiv. If you don't have any paragraphs, you're in trouble. Search for the word Echzel. Liyashivu al pi mashakosu ramban v'ran b'chidushin mesechadim daf memalav. And he quotes, Mokum akom atame, lav the name of the Mokum b'negiyah didei metame, to tumas beis astarmi el xeris akosu ut came in the tumu nivris sham mitchila kosh nivro tameu u'metame nami b'tziyosu tumasem mashakadam nido. End quote. U'nifizei shlomar, the xeris akosu eino ela mashak nivro bo mitoldoso kimayonos dido. Masha ain came in dama boy de mako, the labi mayano sehohi, el dama balua bedofni or avish boa mako, tor. Fiafa gab the rash bags, fiole de afbazet, not dam tommy, we saw this now, enough to zainam and aleph, sfile la rambam, lechalik. Shun de besugi daf em aleph muk mikrab rabbon and the rash shimon, sfile moka bekoma tommy, chain post of shem rabbi yochanan, etc., besol michil de vayan aleph. Bisha mukmi l'tana kama d'sviyah milk makama tomeim yudam maka boman amokor maskinu de mechil naf samach vav rabo seinu heidu al dam boman amokor shu tor shemochi posik b'dam k'rabi rabo seinu had the tor v'mashu nivri b'socho posik the tomeim a pshorot of the Rambam has, and if the Rambam's pshorot makes sense only according to the Ramban, it's a matter of touching, who cares if it's dam maka or dam from mayonos, should be irrelevant. That's what the Sidrei Tara is saying. Fine. Good. A number of other issues, Rabbi Osai, very important issues, which I'd like to share with you. The Rif, I already told you this yesterday, had a different girsa
that we have in our Gemara. Please turn to the Rif. It's on page Dalet. It's on the Mara Makomas sheet. Page Dalet. Please turn there right now. Let's see what it says. Page Dalet in the Rif. If you have my text, I don't know if you have the old text, I don't know what, like, most people tell me I have the new Rifs. You see the change between the Rifs Girsa and our Girsa in the Gemara of Sama Baba and Alf. Different gears. Page Dalet. What does it say? It says v'miyesh lo veses tola bevesta v'miyesh lo maka tola bemakosa v'mhoysa da makosa mishuna, etc. Such a beautiful gears of this gears. All the makas are put together. What's our gears in the Gemara? What's our gears in the Gemara? Our gears in the Gemara is different. What is our gears in the Gemara? The first two ones are flipped. Our Girsa is in Yesh Lamaka Tolu B'Makosa Yesh Aves Tolu B'Vesta, and then it goes back to talk about Makos. In the Tosefta it's that way, gentlemen. Take a look at the Tosefta again. Perek Ches, Nida Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Halacha Aleph at the very end, what does it say? What does it say? It says if yesh lo veses chosheshes, that's the gears that we have. Chosheshes. The Gra changed it to tolu. The vesta. If yesh lo maka, or is it tolu ba? Hoy zda maka nidasa mishuna nemenes maka. That's the proper gears that the riff had. Vesta comes first, and three statements in a row about a maka. According to us, our gears, it's strange. You have maka, veses, and two about maka. It's difficult. So the call to the Taz's shot in the Mordechai, a Tola Bevest is going on Yesh Lamaka, then our Gersa makes sense. Right? Our Gersa makes much more sense if that's what it means. No separate independent Heter Vesta. Only if there's a Maka. So you have to have Maka first. It's a little bit difficult though, because if you learn Pshat, if you just open to the Gemara, according to our Gersa, on the Absamach Vav and Aleph, what does it say? Look again. It says, "Vim Yesh Lo Maka Balsamoka Tol B'Makosa, Vim Yesh Lo Vest Tol B'Vesta, Vim Hoyed Mashuna, Vim Etc. Vim Etc." Many are to down. It's still not glat, because it's true. Yesh Lo Vest Tol B'Vesta, it's referring to a Maka, but it's a different kind of a Maka. What do we say? If it's a maka that is an independent head. It's only your maka shir dua shemot zidam. If yesh the vest is told the vesta means a maka even sheir yos zidam. So it's still not exactly a perfect fit. Not a perfect fit. In any event, Now Rashi's lashon, gentlemen. Rashi's lashon over here in the sugya. What does it say? Look carefully. Rashi says, where's Rashi? Where is Rashi? According to what's Pshat Rashi? Rashi learns Tola Bevesta, Umeshameshes below Bedika Ben Vestas Levestas. First wide line. Fred Arachane, you know what it should have said? Choshashes Levesta. She's prohibited when that time comes. She only has this problem, this kilkul, not all the time, only certain the prokim. What do you mean tola bevesta? She should be chosheshes. But guess what? The gear says Tosefta was what? Chosheshes. So the kash of the Aruch Haner on Rashi comes up better in the Tosefta. It's a riot to Rashi. What's the Rambam's trat? The Rambam's trat is if they live together when it's Shas Vesta, then there's no Rav Makos Tashmish. It's wrong because she had a period at the right time. Frank the Aruch Haner against Rambam, it should have said Imroa Samuch Levesta. Not Vyesh Levesta Tolu Bevesta. Should have Imroa Samuch Levesta Tolu Bevesta. That's what it should have said. What about the Mordechai's Pshat, the third Pshat we had? What should it say? should have said Tola again. It should have said, what do we have over here? Gears is not a perfect, again, he has a kasha. He quotes a fourth shot, the Balamor. Balamor has a shot over here that says, it's talking about like the Rambam, but Vestaguf. She had a Vestaguf, she lived with her husband, so it's because of the Vestaguf, not because of the Roa Machmas Tashris syndrome. Frek the Orchaner, how is she allowed to live with him? Otibrashi Askina. Quote the Rambam is also Shver. Therefore, because of his own wild pshat, she saw, listen to this carefully, Rosh Chodesh, she saw Machmas Tashmish. Two next Rosh Chodesh, she saw without Tashmish. Then she saw two times, now Machmas Tashmish, random days. Then we say, the very first time she saw Rosh Chodesh, we will attribute that to the Vest HaChodesh, which is Nikba, afterwards. Okay? And we're told of a vest, we're not going to attribute it to Machmas Tashmish, even though she was Mishamish Beheter, because at that point in time the vest wasn't established yet. So it's a complicated case which answers all the technical issues. All right. Okay. Yeah?
Aren't they still violating the vest issue in Kavua if they had Tashmish the second month?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Not sure.
The bottom word doesn't move.
Right, but it's Vesta Guf. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Now, question. The three or four critical words that are found in the sugya over here on Daf Samach Vav Amun Aleph. The next three words, Shemimena Dam Yotze. Who said that? According to everybody else, she said that. According to the Rashba, we say that. Okay? So if it means that she says that, which what everyone else holds against the Rashba, so the question is, why in the Resha, right? Venemenes, in the safe of the Brisa, she had to say three extra words. Shemimena Damyotse, but in the Resha, it says, if Yeshna Makabos Mokotolim Makosa, and she never said that she said that. Never said that she said that the Makas is producing this blood. Oh. So the Sefer Eshkol answers the Reisha is talking about Roa Machmas Tashmish. When Mekil, not to Asura forever, even if it's Eina Yodua Shemotzi Dam. The Sefer is not Roa Machmas Tashmish. You want to be Matal without Shivin Akiyim. For that, you have to have Yodua. Shemakasa Motzia Dam. The Sefer Eshkol, a Rishon said it. Can I show you? Do we get Eshkol here? Yeah. Where? Halacha Minik?
Maybe 2 years.
Let's see if we can find it. But the Sefer. Eshkol. Anybody? Yeah. Ha'eshkol. On the Aleph. Ha'eshkol on the Aleph. Where is it? Was Nida? Help me find it, please. Anybody? Missed it? Gentlemen, where is it? Missed it again?
There's no word in this one.
No, I don't know what to tell you. How am I going to find this? I've written down over here, Hilchos Nida Simen Mem Ches. But, hello, Rabosai?
I'm searching the Sefer.
But how can I know Hilchos Nida here? where to begin to look. If you can find me where to begin to look, I'm happy to look it up for you. In the interim, since we can't find it in the Sefer Eshkol, the Sidre Tara said the same thing on his own. Take a look at the Sidre Tara. Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Kot Yud Beis.
Is there a
doc
in the Eshkol you have?
I had to write down a daf. Sorry. Sif Kot Yud Beis. Quotes the Gemara. Dik the Gemara Chron Himzal. Yeah, it's three months of the Gemara. Kuf Pei Zayin Yud Beis. Paragraph 2. Maishta bereisha the Tani im Yeshu Makabo some Makom Tolu b'Dam Makosa the Maishta the Minas Stam Tolu b'Makosa the Sefer Tani for the Menes Yishu Yom Makay Yishu Yom Shem Menes Adam the Maishta Adam Kabi Yodas Shem Makosa Motzi Adam Adi Tolu b'O. Call everybody except for the Rashba. Shut Shara Frayim Tirit the Reisha Amari Bero Adam Makos Tashish the Elohim Shalom Atagan the Teos of the Om Tani b'Makam Fili Adi Adam Motzi Adam Hashem Gebe Sefer the Amari Bero Shalom Makos Tashish. He's mechaven to the Sefer HaEshkol. I can't show you to in the Eshkol, but here it is, exactly the same thing. Okay, very nice. Gam yesh lo medorav, da afilu name of the Sefer, nami mara b'isha, shiro ali olam, v'yev shlo letar legamri, afilu achi machmarinon, v'tzricha sheteda shemakosam otzi adam. Why? Vishani Baroa Machmas Tashmish to Aina Tzricha Shateda, Shabdi Eshnoma, the Ro of Noshim, Aina Ro of Machmas Tashmish, as the Beis Yosef writes. A second possibility. So we can be Makel Baroa Machmas Tashmish, not because of Iguna, but based upon a Rov. Or, based upon the fact that what? Writer quotes a little bit later on that Roa Machmas Tashmish is only Midirabbanon. Midirabbanon? Lekha the Chashash of the Vessels. The Rabbanon, he says. Goes another Beis Yosef. So, based on all these sources, that's the conclusion that he comes to over here in the Sidrei Tara. Fine? Then he quotes, but I have to stop here, the Elta Zeta. Shut Pnei Yeshua. Not Pnei Yeshua that's famous, that's the Pnei Yeshua. The Shut Pnei Yeshua is two generations earlier. Shut Nagina Shlomo. That's Pnei Yeshua's grandfather. That's what we call Shut Pnei Yeshua. But amount of time you have to get to the base manage, right? So stop here. It's a minute early. And we can make it on time, Mr. Shem. And tomorrow, 11:15, we'll start. Remind me to start with the Elder Zeta. Gotta start, you know, like Amar Yitzchak, right?